皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。 Good
morning everyone。
2023年という新しい年が始まって2022年1年間を振り返っていました。
We had begun a new year 2023 and I was reflecting back on the last year 2022.
仕事においても家族においても恋愛においても友情においても神様からの試練と恵みが与えられて本当にたくさんの証であふれる1年となったことを心から感謝しています。
I can count all of the ways that God has brought both blessings and challenges in my work, in my family, in my dating relationship, in my friendships, and I want to give thanks to God for His work in my life in all of the different ways. There's actually so much more than I can today to share testimonies about how God has been at work in 2022.
でものすごく緊張しているんですけど、朝からこのマイクを握って話すか置いて話すかですごく迷って、それを家族に相談したら、まあ、適当にあしらわれて
I'm really nervous standing up here in front of you and I was like、wondering whether or not I should just leave the mic where it is or if I should hold it while I talk, and so I asked my family, said just do whatever feels right.
その冒頭の挨拶も朝一生懸命練習してたんですけど、家族からめっちゃ不評で。
My family made fun of me as I was like trying to practice and think about how to open this morning.
そんな家族の愛の無知を受けながら、一生懸命頑張りますのでよろしくお願いします。
So even though I had some challenges even from my own family this morning, I want to give honor to God and encourage all of you as I share this testimony.
今日は証しシリーズ最後の私はブドウの木、あなた方は枝ですの箇所から証しをしていきたいと思います。
For the last testimony in our series of Jesus I am statements in John's Gospel, I want to share today from chapter 15 where Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches.
その前に今回の箇所と今までの箇所には小さな違いがあることに皆さんは気づいたでしょうか。
To begin with, I realize that there's one big difference between today's passage and all of the other passages for our testimonies in this year. It's small, but I'm wondering if all of you realized that difference.
これまでにイエスは、私は命のパンです。世の光です。門です。良い羊飼いです。よみがえりです。命であり、真理であり、命ですと自分自身が何者であるかについて語ってきました。
Up until now, Jesus has made these statements revealing who he himself is. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. And I am the way, the truth, and the life.
しかし今回の箇所では私はブドウの木です。そしてあなた方は枝です。と私たちが何者であるかについても語りました。それによりイエスは私たちとの関係についても明らかにしました。
But in today's passage, he makes two declarations. First, I am the vine, but also you are the branches. So he not only reveals himself, but he also speaks about us.And clarifies our relationship with him.
そして父なる神は農夫であると語りました。
And even more, Jesus also identifies Father God as the keeper of the vineyard.
今回の箇所に関係する農夫の仕事は2つあります。
Jesus outlines two important roles or purposes as the work of the vineyard keeper.
一つ目が剪定です。一般的に不要な枝を付け根から切り落としていく作業です。枝を減らすことで風通しを良くしたり病気や害虫などを予防したりするために行うものです。
The first role or purpose is the work, of the work of the vineyard keeper is to cut away or to remove the dead branches that aren't bearing fruit. Since they're not producing anything necessary and good, he cleans them awayTo prevent pests, to prevent disease, as well as to improve and grow the healthy branches and provide greater space and nourishment for them to grow.
二つ目が刈り込みです。別の訳では手入れと訳されています。 木の輪郭部分にある不要な枝や葉を切っていく作業です。木の全体のバランスを見ながら木の形をきれいに保つために行うものです。
The second role or purpose is pruning. Another translation in Japanese communicates the idea of caring for and shaping the plant. This work includes the intentional plucking of leaves and twigs to make the tree look clean and beautiful and to improve the overall balance of the plant.
この2つの作業はどちらもハサミを使って作業していきます。つまり枝である私たちは多少なりとも痛みを伴うことになります。
Both of these tasks are performed using scissors or clippers. So since we are the branches that are cut and pruned, it means the work of God, though it's good and necessary, can also cause us some pain too.
現在私たちは生きていて礼拝に参加していることから選定されていないことに感謝しつつ、ここからは張り込みにフォーカスして私自身の体験について語っていきたいと思います。
That we are living, that we're actively here worshiping and serving together gives us a reason to give thanks that we are not cut away, that we're not removed. But I would like to share a little bit about my faith, about the ways that God has been pruning or shaping me.
私は約3年前にバプテスマを受けました。その3ヶ月後には私の姉がバプテスマを受けました。
It's been a little bit over 3 years now since I received baptism, and 3 months after me, my elder sister was baptized too.
家族が同じ信仰を持ち、共にイエスの弟子となった喜びはとてつもなく大きなものです。ですが、当時の私はその信仰告白を素直に喜ぶことができませんでした。
It is one of the greatest joys in life to have family members who share the same faith and choose to live as a disciple of Jesus.But I must sheepishly admit that at the time I was not able to honestly rejoice at my sister's confession of faith.
友人と沖縄旅行に行っていた私に姉から信仰告白の LINE が届きました。それを見た私はとても戸惑いました。その LINE のメッセージがとても軽いものに見えてしまったからです。
I was on a graduation trip to Okinawa with friends when my elder sister sent me a message online with her confession of faith in Jesus. I felt confused and conflicted when I saw it because I felt there wasn't much depth to her confession and belief.
イエスの弟子として一番に姉の救いを祈ってきました。毎日欠かさず祈り、自分が学んだこと、感じたことのすべてを伝えてきました。
As a new disciple of Jesus myself, I had prayed first and foremost daily without fail for this sister's salvation in Christ. And I tried to share with her everything that I was learning and experiencing.
ところが、私のいない場所で、姉は神様の愛に満たされ、救いを味わいました。何がきっかけとなったのか、後で話を聞いても、同じ空間になかった私には、その感動を共に味わうことができませんでした。
However, my elder sister was filled with God's love and tasted the goodness of salvation through Christ at a time when I wasn't present. And later, when I asked her in more in detail about how her belief came to fruition, I just couldn't share her excitement because I hadn't been there in that moment to share in that experience together with her.
姉が信仰告白する瞬間、必ず私もそこにいて、抱き合いながら喜び合うことを夢見ていましたが、実際の私は姉の信仰を疑い拒絶してしまったのです。
You see, I've always dreamed that I would be there at that moment when she came to faith and made her confession. That we would be hugging and rejoicing at that time together. So when it actually happened, I doubted her faith and I questioned her decision.
人の願いは求めれば求めるほど思いが強ければ強いほど期待も大きくなります。その状態では実際に神様から恵みが与えられたとしてもその恵みを拒んでしまいます。
But that is how we all are. We get so caught up in searching for what we want and settled in our own expectations and hopes that even when God is at work and giving us what we truly desire the most, we reject itBecause it wasn't in the way or the timing that we had hoped and expected or imagined that it would be.
神様は私たちの一生を知っていて、全体のバランスを見て、刈り込みを行ってくれています。 その目的はきれいにするためです。私たちに必要なものと不要なものを区別し、必要なもので私たちの人生をきれいに満たしてくれます。
Yet God knows our whole life and our whole being, and God is actively pruning us to create the best balance based on the entire picture of what He can see. God does this to make our lives better and more beautiful, and God distinguishes between that which we do and don't need.Helping us to find beauty and fullness in giving and doing what He knows we need the most.
結果的に姉の信仰は私を何度も支えてくれました。コロナ禍で教会家族との時間があまり取れない時期には、姉と二人で信仰についてたくさん語ってきました。
Despite my reaction, though, thanks to God's pruning, the result has been that God has used my sister's faith to encourage and strengthen me many times over these 3 years. At the beginning of the pandemic, when we were both brand new disciples of Jesus and couldn't gather in person with the rest of the church in worship and fellowship, at least my sister and I could be together and could have many faith discussions together.
これまで姉とは家族の中でも特別いろいろな相談をし合ってきました。人間関係から恋愛の話、仕事の悩みなど姉に話していないことがないくらい何でも話すことのできる存在でした。そんな姉が同じ信仰を持ち、神様の話まで一緒にできることの喜びに日々感謝しています。
Even before we became Christians, my elder sister and I have enjoyed an especially close relationship within our family.I can talk to her about things that I can't talk to anybody else. Being able to talk about relationships, love, troubles in work and in school. So now I am filled with gratitude to God for the joy of being able to share the same faith with my sister so that we can talk about God with one another.
今年度も夏でやった青年の集いや秋に開催されたユナイテッドなど、神様を中心とした交わりに共に参加してくれました。同じ空間で神様の愛に満たされたいという私の願いを神様はたくさん叶えてくれています。
During this fiscal year too, we joined the annual youth gathering in the summer and the United Conference in the fall together. Ultimately, God did see and bless my desire to have the two of us to be filled with God's love and surrounded by His presence at the same time.
3年前、神様の恵みを拒絶した私には、このような未来を想像することができていませんでした。私の計画よりも、神様の計画の方がはるかに喜びにあふれていることを、3年前に味わった傷とともに、私の心に深く刻まれました。
3 years ago, I never could have imagined such a richly blessed future.When I was filled with my own selfish feelings as I rejected God's grace in that moment. Even with the scars that I had created, God more deeply engraved on my heart over these 3 years that God's plan brings far greater joy than any plan I have.
ここまで父なる神様がされる借り込みについて語ってきましたが、その神様の洗礼された手入れを受けることができるのはイエスの存在が必要不可欠です。
I've been sharing about the pruning that God does to our hearts and our lives to bring a stronger, greater faith. But I would be remiss if I didn't share that we absolutely need the intimate presence of and relationship of Jesus Himself in order to receive this loving care and attention from God.
イエスがまず地に根を張り、人として存在していなければ、私たち枝は存在することができません。
Jesus identifies himself as the vine. So without the vine rooted in the ground, there can be no branches. In other words, if Jesus didn't exist, neither could we.
木があり、枝がある。イエスがあり、私たちがある。
Because there is a vine, there are branches. Because there is Jesus, we are also here.
聖書にも木から離れた枝は枯れて燃やされると書いてあります。
Jesus himself says in this scripture today that separated from the vine, the branches will shrivel up and be tossed in a fire to burn.
イエスが日々私たちに栄養を送り、成長させてくれていることがよくわかります。
It is Jesus who nourishes us spiritually every day and helps us to grow and thrive. I've experienced that.
そしてイエスは言われました。16節に、あなたが私を選んだのではなく、私があなた方を選び、あなた方を任命しました。
And Jesus says this in verse 16, You did not choose me, I chose you, and I orchestrated all of this so that you would be sent out and bear great and perpetual fruit.
この言葉を私たちは疑うことなく強く信じる必要があります。3年前の罪深い私を、今だって自分の思いを優先してしまう私を、イエスの弟子として正しく生きていけているのか自信のない私を、イエスが選び任命されたと信じることはなかなか難しいことです。
We really need to fully embrace these words from Jesus and believe in what he says. Honestly, it's hard to believe that 3 years ago, Jesus chose me, a woefully sinful person, who was so selfish and put my own thoughts and feelings first.Even though I had no confidence in whether or not I could truly live up to fully surrendering my life as a disciple of Jesus.
ですが、イエスは私たちを友と呼びました。さらに13節で、人が自分の友のために命を捨てること、これよりも大きな愛は誰も持っていませんと語り、イエスは実際に私たちのために十字架の死を受け入れました。最大級の愛を私たちに示すためです。
Yet Jesus calls us friends. Even better, in verse 13 of today's passage from chapter 15, he says, There is no greater way to love than to give your life for your friends. Which Jesus accomplishes himself by giving up his own life to die on the cross for us. He tangibly demonstrated and fulfilled that greatest love for us by himself.
16節の言葉を私たちが疑うということは、イエスの十字架での苦しみがなかったことにされてしまいます。実際にこの世にはイエスの十字架と復活を嘘だという人が約半分近くいます。ですが、せめてクリスチャンである私は、イエスの弟子である私はそれを強く信じて、自分に自信を持って力強く証ししていく人生を歩みたいと願います。
When we don't accept and believe Jesus' words in verse 16, it's like we negate Jesus' suffering on the cross for us. In fact, almost half of the people in this world do not believe in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. So at the very least, as a disciple of Jesus, I myself want to strongly believe what he says and live my life confidently as a powerful testimony for him.
そんな力強く生き込む私ですが、イエスの弟子として何度も失敗を繰り返してきました。一つ例を挙げると母親への伝道です。私は心のどこかで家族からの自立を望んでいました。家族とは違う価値観で生きていくことを望んでいました。
One example of this has been my failure in sharing my faith with my momSomewhere in my heart, I wanted to separate myself from my family, to live with a different set of values from all of them.
今でこそ家族が教会に来てくれることは本当に喜ばしいことです。ですが、教会に家族が来ることに恥じらいを感じる時期もありました。
Of course, I'm filled with joy that now most of my family comes to worship every week. But there was a time in the past.When I felt embarrassed about my family coming and mixing with my church family.
イエスに出会い、変えられた新しい人生を送る中で、それまでの私を知る家族、中でも最も私を深く知る母親の存在がプレッシャーでした。
It's because I was feeling a lot of pressure within myself as I had just met Jesus and was beginning a newly transformed life, journeying with him, yet aware that my family also knew my old self.And especially my mother, who knew the deepest part of me, as I'm still in the process of transitioning.
教会での自分と家族の前での自分に大きなギャップを感じていた私は、教会での私の姿を見た家族がどう思うのか不安でした。
especially as I was starting my new faith, this new transition of my life to, as a follower of Jesus, I felt a big gap between who I am within my church family and who I am at home with my family. So I was worried about what my family would think when they saw me in the church community and in worship.
ガラテヤ人の手紙に記された御霊の実である愛、喜び、平安、寛容、親切、善意、誠実、柔和、自制を自分自身で実らせようと必死になっていた私は、家族の前では全く変わらない自分の姿に信仰の薄さを思い知るのでした。
I was so desperate to bear the fruits of the Spirit written in Galatians 5 in my interaction with my own family.The spiritual fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yet, I also realized how weak and new my faith still was, and that my attitude and my behavior did not reflect those fruits to them. And sometimes, it was like I wasn't even being changed at all.
10年後とか20年後、今より知恵や経験が豊富になる。なった時に伝道のチャンスをくれればもっとうまくできるかもしれないのにとまた神様の計画を疑い始めます。
Once again I failed to trust in God's plan and timing as I began to think how I might be able to be a better testimony to them in 10 or 20 years compared to now when I gained more wisdom and experience in my faith。
そして私は物理的に家族との距離を保つために一人暮らしを始めます。一人暮らしを始めると家族よりも自分との時間がたくさん増えました、なので週に一度教会で家族と会えることがいつしか喜びに変わっていました。
So that's when I moved out and I began living in my own apartment as a way to create distance from my family. When I moved out I spent more time by myself than together with them. So it became a joy to see my family once a week when we all came here to worship
ふと大学生時代のことを思い出しました。私は人間関係における問題を離れることで解決しようとする傾向があることに気づきました。
Suddenly it made me think back and reflect on my days as a university student. I realized that every time I had a problem in a relationship with someone, my solution was always to leave that relationship and create space.
そんな中、今年度のテーマである、イエスと結ばれて歩むが発表されました。自分自身の生活に大きなギャップを感じていた私にぴったりのテーマでした。離れることで問題から逃げるのではなく、より近づいて問題と向き合ってみたいと思うようになりました。
In the midst of that time, it was shared that our spiritual theme for this fiscal year is Journey with Jesus. And I felt that this theme was perfectly chosen for me. Because I was feeling that big gap in my own life. I realized that instead of running away from the problem and avoiding people creating space, it was better to address it by drawing close and really facing it.
そして一人暮らしをやめて家族の元に帰ることを決断しました。その時実家には母と姉と妹が住んでいました。
It was at that time that I decided to stop living alone and return to living with my family. And at that time, my mother, my elder sister, my younger sister were all now living together.
女3人で楽しそうに過ごしているのを知っていたし、自分が戻ることでその関係がまた壊れることを不安に思っていました。断られるかなと不安に思っていましたが、母は私の決断を迷うことなく受け入れてくれました。
I knew that the three of them, three women together, were having a great time, enjoying being together, and I became a little concerned that my return would get in the way and would ruin that. However, my mom accepted my decision without hesitation and invited me back.
近くなることでまたトラブルが起きることも覚悟し、引っ越しの準備に入りました。そして引っ越しも終盤に差し掛かったとき、予想していた通り大喧嘩をしました。
So, I prepared to move back even though I knew that being closer together daily was likely going to bring more relationship issues to the surface. And it was just as we were approaching moving day,Just as I had feared, but guess was likely, we had a huge argument.
妹のエミカちゃんに戻ってこなくていいと言われて。 戻りたくて戻るんじゃないというわけのわからんことしかありません。とにかくひどい言い合いをしました。
So we were fighting back and forth, and hurtful things were said to each other in the heat of the argument, like, you don't have to come back, and I didn't really want to move back for myself anyways.
そんな大喧嘩をした次の日は日曜日でした。
Ironically, the day after our big argument was going to be a Sunday.
私は自分の家に戻り、自分の愚かさを反省しました。
After our argument on Saturday, I returned to my own apartment where I was still living, and I started regretting my foolishness.
最近日曜日に母親が来てくれることが増えていたのに、自分のせいでまたイエスと母親との関係を遠ざけてしまったと。
Recently, at that time, my mother had been coming to worship on a more regular basis every week, and I feared that because of me, because of our argument, my mother would pull away from getting to know Jesus.
自分はイエスと家族との関係を近づけるどころか、遠ざけてしまっていることを認めざるを得ない状況に、自分自身を選んだというイエスの言葉を信じることができなくなりました。
I had to admit to myself that I hadn't.Fully believed and trusted in Jesus' words. That instead, once again, I had selfishly chosen to believe in and rely on myself. And by doing so, I may have affected the possibility of my family growing closer to Jesus and coming to faith.
次の日に恐る恐る教会に行くと、そこには母親の姿がちゃんとありました。
The next day, I timidly and sheepishly made my way here to the church building.And I found that my mother was also here.
私は涙を必死にこらえていましたが、その時にイエスと母親との間には確かな関係があると確信しました。
I struggled to hold back my tears, but at the moment I was convinced that Jesus was indeed at work in reaching out in love to my mom to build a relationship with her.
私のような小さいものがいくら邪魔しようと偉大なる神の計画は必ず実現することを私は体験しました。
I learned from that experience that no matter how a small person like me interferes with or messes things up, that in God's grace, God's great plan and purposes will surely be accomplished.
Amen.
それから、御霊の実を自分自身で実らせようと必死になったり、家族の前での自分を否定するのもやめました。伝道するとき、失敗を恐れたり、自分自身を武装ったりする必要はないことに気づかされました。
So I also stopped trying to desperately and unsuccessfully bear the fruit of the Spirit by my own power, and I gave up trying to put pressure on myself to be somebody other than who I was really in front of my family, and I stopped trying to criticize my family. I realized that I did not need to be overcome with fear by my failures, nor put on a fake image of perfection when trying to live and share my faith.
なぜなら、すべての人を救うという神様の計画があるからです。そして、それぞれにイエスとの関係が、計画があります。私たちの力では切ることのできない関係が、邪魔できない計画があります。
God himself has a desire and a plan to offer salvation to every person. And Jesus has a plan to build a trusting relationship with each and every person.So ultimately, it depends upon God's great power to save than by what we do or how we fail.
今年度の説教では、イエスとの出会いをテーマに、様々な人とイエスの関係をより深く学ぶことができました。その中で、イエスも私たちと同じように、家族のことで悩んだり、罪の誘惑があったことを知り、イエスの存在がより近いものとなりました。
In this year's sermon series, we've been able to learn more deeply about the interaction and relationship that Jesus had with various people and how they were changed by the encounters with him on their faith journey. And I've learned that Jesus faced the same kinds of challenges as we do with his family and that he had to battle the temptations of sin just like we did.
イエスは出会った全ての人への伝道を諦めませんでした。私たちもとにかく勇気を持ち諦めないことです。
I also learned that Jesus did not give up sharing the gospel with every person that he met. From this we should take courage and follow his example by never giving up.
もちろん、実を結ばない季節もあります。でもそれは多くの実を結ぶための準備期間です。
Of course, there are seasons where there is no fruit. But those should be seen as seasons of necessary preparation for bearing fruit abundantly.
御言葉をうちに蓄え、必要な時に出せるように、目には見えない地道な努力がより多くの実を結ぶためには必要です。もしあの時、この言葉が私のうちにあれば、苦しまずにいたかもしれない。もしこの言葉が私のうちにあれば、悩む友達を助けてあげられたかもしれないと後悔しないためです。
When we memorize and we internalize scripture within us,As we are being challenged to do together as a church right now, it comes out for us when we need it the most. Those unseen small discipline decisions and actions over time are necessary to be abundant in bearing rich fruit. As I reflect on the struggles that I shared in this testimony, if I had had the word of God in my heart at that time, I may not have suffered quite as much. Had it been dwelling within me,I would not have regret that I may have had that helpful word that was most needed for a troubled friend.
嵐の中でもイエスという希望だけに目を向けていれば、波の上を歩くことができる信仰が私たちにもあります。ただし、夜の風を見た瞬間、海の底へと沈むのです。その時にはイエスの言葉が私たちを元いた場所に戻してくれます。
We have been given the same faith that empowers us to walk on the waves of the storm if we only look to the hope in Jesus. The moment we begin to focus on the wind of the world's thoughts and values, we begin to sink to the bottom of the sea. It's at times like these the word of Christ dwelling within us brings us back to who we are and where we belong.
15章の7節、あなた方が私にとどまり、私の言葉があなた方にとどまっているなら、何でも欲しいものを求めなさい。そうすればそれは叶えられます。いつだって私を神様のもとに戻してくれたのは御言葉でした。弱い私を強めてくれるのも御言葉でした。
In chapter 15, verse 7 of today's passage, these words of Christ came to me. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, anything you ask will come to pass for you. It's the word that always brings me back to God, to his heart, to his will, and to his plan. It's the words of Christ that have strengthened me when I was most weak.
ヨハネは福音書の最初にこう語りました。はじめに言葉があった。言葉は神と共にあった。言葉は神であった。そして言葉は人となって私たちの間に住まわれた。いつだってイエスは私たちと共にあり、私たちを導き守ってくださいます。だから安心して伝道の使命を果たしていきたいです。
The Apostle John begins his gospel that we're studying in this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.And then he continues to clarify that meaning with this in the first part of verse 14. The word took on flesh and became human and chose to live alongside us. Jesus is always with us, guiding and protecting us. So let's be filled with his peace and with confidence as we carry out the mission to share the gospel and invite others to journey with Jesus.
Amen.
イエスを友と呼ぶためにイエスの戒めである互いに愛し合うことを忘れずにいましょう。イエスというブドウの木にとどまり続ける枝として安心して世に出ていきましょう。
Let's remember in today's reading too that Jesus tells us we are called his friends if we keep his command to love one another. So let's do itAnd as the branches, let's abide in and be connected firmly to Jesus, who is the true vine, as we are sent out from this place into the world on the mission of God.
2023年が実りある年になることを期待して証を終わりたいと思います。
I'd like to end expressing my hope and expectation that 2023 will be an abundantly rich year.Fruit-bearing year as we do so.
お祈りします。
Let's pray.
愛する、天のお父様、本当にあなたの導きに、感謝します。
God who loves us, we thank you so much for your guidance for us.
イエスの弟子として、伝道の使命を、私たちに与えてくれたことを心から、感謝しています。
As disciples of Jesus, you have given us the call to participate with you in mission, and we give you thanks for that.
どんなに欲しいものが手に入っても、どんだけお金を稼げても、身の回りにいる人が、イエスの皆によって祈る瞬間、賛美によって満たされる瞬間、それに、勝るものはこの世にはありません。
There is nothing in this world that we can have and receive, no matter how much money we have. Nothing can compare to seeing the people that we know and love committed in prayer, listening for your voice, and surrendering themselves in praise and worship, and being filled with joy being in your presence.
どうか、一声かける勇気を、一歩、踏み出す勇気を私たちに与えてください。
We pray that you would give us, that you would entrust us with courage to take that first step to speak to someone and to share the gospel with them.
あなたは私たちの失敗ですら用いてくださるお方です。
You are the one who covers over our failures and continues to do good things.
この2023年に期待して感謝して愛するイエス様の皆によってお祈りいたします。
We have expectation and joy and excitement to see what you are going to do in us and through us and even in spite of us in 2023 and we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You're all to us. You're all to us. You. 我らを救う。